a world.
What up, though? It's time for the holidays, bro.
You the player from the Himalayas.
Players from the Himalayas.
Holiday edition.
Namaste.
Namaste, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is going to namaste in bed.
Santa.
Or namaste.
Namaste.
Today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Bop Karaoke. Looking for a new way to turn up the fun? Try Bop Karaoke, the most entertaining karaoke gaming app. With Bop Karaoke, you're not just singing, you're playing a game. Choose from country, pop, R&B, or hip-hop, set your level of difficulty, and let the fun begin. With gamified features, scoring, and leaderboards, you can compete with friends or just enjoy the spotlight solo. The best part? You can record and share your bops or keep them just for yourself. Whether you're a shower singer or a stage-ready performer, Bop Karaoke makes every note memorable. Ready to record yours? Head to bopkaraoke.com or search for Bop Karaoke in your app store. Let's make your next karaoke session one to remember. Download Bop Karaoke today.
We watched Rudolph, which is my favorite all time, right? And then, but it's so funny, it's Streaming Wars. I think we had to pay for it.
Yeah,
I had to buy it from Apple TV, Rudolph, which is essentially, I did my digging and it took me 51 years to figure this out. Maybe we talked about this before.
Yeah.
But the whole Rudolph deal was veiled in LGBTQ plus. So Rudolph, I mean, Santa was kind of an ass. Whoa, what's going on with that nose? His nose was out. Santa was like, had some biases, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So then you go to the Island of Misfits and that's all like trans and gay people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so funny. It took me all those years to get it, but it's such a good one. Such a good holiday show.
I always mix that. That's the thing. I was like, is that the one with the Island of Misfit toys? And
that's it. A water gun that shoots jelly.
And the abominable snowman or something.
And then the old prospector Cornelius.
Yeah.
Who was essentially a big bear.
Bear. Yeah.
He was a bear. And then the main character was the, oh my God, London killed me. I always forget this dude's name. Hermy? I think it was Hermy. He was an elf, but he had like lipstick on and he had lashes.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, I want to be a dentist.
Right. And you're like, cause I was like, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Cause I mean, that shit's been around since way before we were kids. And
way
I remember
before.
Watching it as a kid, not thinking anything of it. And then watching it like as a teenager or something and going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Doing the math in my head. What is occurring?
Yeah. And he's like, I want to be a dentist. So it's great. And then I did some online digging. Like, is this, you know, are they paying homage? And they were paying homage to LGBTQ plus during that time, giving people, and you guys think 67, this is claymation. So
yeah,
that was probably huge for our brother and sisters in that community. So
no, I remember asking my dad because he knew a little bit about photography and stuff. And he was like, yeah, this is, I remember asking him like, Dad, this doesn't look like a regular animated cartoon. He's like, well, it's not. Uh-huh. It's stop motion. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, is that why the fur looks so real? And he's like, exactly. And so it was wild to go down that path of, you know, this isn't drawn. The stop motion aspect was wild.
It took a long time.
It looks so good.
And we noticed something different this time too. If you watch it, look at everybody's hands. They're dirty as hell.
Oh yeah.
The hands are just black, like Santa's hands. So every human that had hands, they look like they had been touching coal. So yeah. I wonder what that is.
That's interesting.
Look at Santa's hands.
Yeah.
Santa was not inclusive at first.
No, Santa was pissed.
He was, and then the dad was like, I'm going to cover up your nose.
Right.
He covered his nose up.
Santa was an asshole.
Santa was not inclusive.
Oh.
And then Santa still didn't care.
Nope.
Until he figured out, wait, I can use your nose to fly.
You're of use to me.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer loved him.
Bro, it was kind of foul. And then at the last minute, he went and picked up the misfit toys.
That's right.
Because they were like, they're not going to come for us. And then the only reason they came because Rudolph was leading the pack.
Yep.
So they came and scooped them. But that was kind of my intro.
What other Christmas movies you guys got as traditions?
Obviously the Peanuts.
Yep.
Yeah, Peanuts are good. You know, Charlie, we actually have one of those little Charlie Brown Christmas trees. That's pretty cool. Oh, gosh.
We always had a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Like, Dad would purposely find, like, the most Charlie Brown tree he could find. He's like, I don't like a lot of limbs. I want to be able to see the ornaments. And I'm like, okay, Dad.
Is that how your dad sound? Do it.
No, no. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
He's going to be like, I heard you doing me out there. I'm going to stump your head when I see you, boy.
Shout out, Dadu.
But we actually have one of the toy ones. So it's like you can buy a Charlie Brown Christmas tree and then play the music.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's part of our little Christmas decorations.
Does the Sanford house put lights up on the house?
We normally do. This year is rushing.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Mach 5.
Mach 5, DEFCON 2.
Yep.
But we got a tree and everything up.
There you go.
And I mean, dog, putting up Christmas lights and sweating.
In the Florida heat?
It just don't feel right to me, bro.
Would you rather be hanging the Christmas lights in Detroit?
No. Maybe the Carolina Mountains, maybe?
Put up a ladder on that icy sidewalk.
Bro, I do not touch ladders.
I know.
You know Mr. Risk Averse? I ain't touching no ladder.
No.
For what? Mm. Hey, the most you get from me is we have like a little ledge, like a little, you know, a little balcony in our garage. I go up there, the Christmas tree. It's like 6 steps. That's it.
Right.
Boom. Not all of this putting it up there, extending it. Hey,
shout out to my neighbor, Gary. So Gary, who is to this day, a close, close friend of mine. I've known that man for, I mean, I don't know, 17 years. Mm-hmm. We still call him the Christmas elf on the old street back in Inland Empire. Mm-hmm. Because you could, I shit you not, you could set out your lights and set out a ladder and you could come home that night and Gary had run around and put and hung your Christmas lights on your house for you with like a staple gun and everything. Mm. One year he actually fell off of his ladder.
No.
One year, bounced off the ground. He was fine, mm-mm, but everybody was like, whoa, Gary, thank God that was your house you fell off.
He'd have sued you. He'd have sued you at your house.
No. Yeah, Gary's like, he's the most amazing
family.
Dude. We actually hang out with him as much. Like, he travels up here and we go down there. Like, I'll go down and hang out with him on Halloween. Just, you know.
Oh, okay. Those some of the peeps you were with.
The old Dogwood crew. Yep.
The old sack, huh?
Yep, exactly. All right.
So
you first.
Do you guys, your boys are big now, but do you guys still put up a tree?
We are hit and miss. We don't have a tradition centered around a tree. We had a tree. Sarah had a fake tree and then the lights stopped working And it just got to be too big of a pain in the ass. So I think we got rid of that tree and we didn't get a new tree. And so we've had a couple of, trees here and there, but there's not like this, every year we have to have the tree up and this and this and this.
Okay.
But yeah, maybe. I mean, it's
so
just, you know,
you kind of Scrooge McDuck over there. You're not, there's nothing really giving you in the season at the house, at the crib.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Put no, some I really want to do, dude. I really want to do, I'm like,
put some, put some lights up around your fireplace, bro. That'll no, change we the We're whole
going
vibe.
To. We're totally going
yeah.
to do.
Okay. Yeah,
for sure.
I'm like, damn, man, get some, play some Nat King Cole in there or something.
I don't want to fall off the fireplace.
Put them around at the bottom. Okay, you got some questions for me. I want to derail. Let's go.
We were talking about movies, and so my favorite kind of instigating question around Christmas and movies is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not?
Yes, it is.
Right? Of course it is.
Yes, it is. Of course it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yep.
And I think it was one of those movies that took us to the next level, right? A lot of times we came up and there was like a superhero, like this dude's Cobra or Rambo or, you know, anything else. And Bruce Willis, God bless him.
John McClane. Now. Yeah.
He was a regular dude.
He was a regular cop with issues and problems.
With issues and problems. And he's just like
stuck on the drink.
He went up against like an international spy ring.
That's right.
Of killers.
Yep.
And made it happen.
Against the future leader of that. What was that? Harry Potter. What was that? The snake,
A Slytherin.
Slytherin. Potter. Yeah. The future leader of Slytherin. He killed
it. Look at you. You pulled that out. Potter. Yeah. So I think that pushed us over and it made us feel like we could do it. Like,
exactly. I agree.
And then how many diehards was it? Is it like five?
I think there are five, and I only know that because I was going through the Apple movie app the other day, they're like, you can get all five Die Hard movies for $20. And I was like, that's a good deal.
Yeah, but stop raping me, okay? When we grew up, you just watched the show. Now if you're like, oh, I want to watch Frosty, you got to go somewhere and buy it.
Yep.
Peanuts, you got to go somewhere and buy it.
True.
So... that's a Christmas movie, but what about people that would say, okay, how's that a Christmas movie, yet A Christmas Story is a Christmas movie?
Because it's about Christmas. It's in the name.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, it's like saying Home Alone isn't a Christmas movie.
It is, though.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a movie where the theme, even if it's not a Christmas theme, but the theme of the movie is centered around the Christmas holidays. It's a Christmas movie. It's a Christmas movie.
I was looking at something the other day and I didn't notice that everything in Home Alone was red, white.
A lot of red.
The whole house.
Yep.
It was everything he wore. Mm-hmm. It was all Christmas. I wonder what the heck that guy did for a living. He was loaded.
Macaulay Culkin?
The dad. Just that.
Oh, the dad. Yeah,
trip.
Yeah. No, that's always been the biggest question is like, how did Kevin's family afford that house?
that house and that trip. Where were they going? London?
Paris. Because the brother and his kids, who is a tightwad, he was an ass. He had gotten a job in Paris. And so the dad, Kevin's dad, brother, I think it's his brother.
That was his brother?
Yeah, I think that's his brother.
And he hated Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
You little shit.
He like flew their family and his family, all of them, to Paris.
Jeez.
Yeah. Of course, Kevin had to F that up, but that's okay. Wasn't Kevin's fault.
Kevin F'd it up. Yeah. But he was being a tool for Brad.
He was, man. I didn't remember that, but he mm-hmm. went off on mom the night before, and I was just like, oh, okay, whoa, that was a little darker than I remembered it being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then just for kicks and giggles, how did the mom get home at the last little bit there?
John Candy, she had to ride in a moving truck, and because the Polka gang hitched a ride. I know that, a little thing or two about some of those movies.
John Candy. Now, how about Chevy Chase's Christmas movie?
Shitter's full, Clark.
Christmas Vacation.
The Christmas Bonus. Oh, yeah. That was a great one, dude. Right. National Lampoon's.
That always let me know. Don't count on a bonus.
No, never.
Yeah.
I had that. Exactly. It was just kind of like, if I get one, cool. But don't ever pay for something
or tell people, we're mm-hmm. doing this.
Nope.
Wait till you get it.
That's right.
Give everybody a coffee cake.
Exactly. That is true. That is true.
Now you just made me think about something. You, first American born from your family.
Right. Yep.
Do you know who Krampus is?
It's like ringing a bell.
It's like the devil of Santa.
Mm hmm.
And so it's German, I think the Swedes follow it, but essentially it's Santa's like it's an evil person. So it's not
what happens
that,
if you're not a good kid.
If you're not a good kid, then Krampus will come
visit your house
and spank your bottom.
He's gonna take you out into the woodshed.
And Krampus has horns and all of this stuff. It's a huge deal.
It's scary.
It's a huge deal outside of the States. Krampus. Look it up, people.
Yeah, you don't want Krampus visiting your house.
Krampus will come. He'll eat all your stuff. He'll take your gifts and he'll paddle you on the ass and he looks like the devil.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a stark image.
Krampus. Okay. So, do you guys give gifts?
Oh yeah. Christmas? Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So growing up, right, it was always kind of one of two things. Cause it was either, you know, if you're fortunate enough to, you kind of have two families, right? You've got the, mm-hmm. your mom's side of the family and your dad's mm-hmm. side of the family. And so mm-hmm. mom's side of the family, we would, for a while we had this cool tradition. This is, entitled as fuck, but I'll say it anyway. We would go to the Bahamas. So we would actually, cause they, my grandfather, he owned his own business and he did pretty well. But, so he would fly us all out to Florida and then we would either take when you still could, you could take a seaplane from Port Everglades, you could fly Chalk's Airline, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, you'd land on Fantasy Island.
Yeah, you would land in Bimini and we'd go to the Boone Big Game Club.
The plane.
Exactly. And so, yeah, so Sarah makes fun of me for that. Or what we would more often than do was we would go down to Denver and hang out with my dad's side of the family because we're grandmother and granddad. Grandmother had like the best traditions. Mm-hmm. She made like every kind of cookie you could think of. We were down there like once a month celebrating birthdays or whatever. But Christmas, we'd always do the same thing. We would, I didn't know what white elephant was, but I grew up with white elephant. We called it grab bag, which was mm-hmm. you would go in there. And so each person would contribute like three or four presents mm-hmm. and then you would all draw numbers, right? And then you would go around and you try to do like three good, if you were doing four gifts, you try to do three really good gifts and then one kind of stinker. One stinker.
Okay.
And, uh-huh. And then the fighting would ensue. Like we had the most So like dad, my family, you know, the each subdivision of families, if you could tell if they were good at this or not, cause then you would, because there's good stuff in there, you know, it'd be like, you know, a cool game or a chess set or something
or a toaster
or a toolkit. And you're like, dad, I need to get that. And he's like, okay, I got you.
Okay, so now strategy.
We would figure it out. So we always walked out of there. So like my sister, dad, mom and I, we always walked out of there with exactly what we wanted. I didn't find out until like years later that dad, because he's kind of so, you know, we didn't grow up with a ton of money. Dad always bought the gift that he would want. Like he wouldn't buy himself stuff. He would never splurge on himself, but he would buy the gift that he wanted and then put it in the game and then try and get
it. And then take everybody out to get it.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, he not only worked for it, but now he's working for it.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yep. So anytime that I could help get dad the gift, once I figured that out, it was like extra special to like, got it to help dad get the gift.
That warms my heart. I like dad for that.
Yeah. No, you got to meet him.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
That is nice.
So now.
Yeah.
When you grew up in snow. You and I both grew up in snow, right?
Snow.
How big of a part of Christmas was snow like for you?
It was. I mean, it was. If it snowed, it just felt like the holidays. And I think everything that you watch, all types of movies and shows, the thing about the holiday is that you see people you probably haven't seen in a long time.
True. You're
playing all of this historic music, these food, everybody's almost fake nice, if you will, right? Yeah. And it's like, I'm going to be nice because it's the holiday.
Right.
And so it creates this ambiance, and I think it still sits with me today, just living in warmer climates.
Right.
Because that was kind of the deal. Oh man, it's, you know, a little bit of snow came, you know, we got company coming, you got to go shovel. And the whole part about family coming in was coming in out of the cold, getting warm.
Right.
And then staying. Right.
That
played a part of the nostalgia.
Oh, for sure.
For me. So it was nice. Most of the time we had it, and I can think a couple years, maybe 6 or 7 years growing up. I remember getting a 10 speed and I rode it on Christmas.
Oh,
there
was
no, there was no snow, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. As a kid, that was somewhat depressing, but you know, it come January and we'd get multiple inches.
Yeah.
So
made up for it later in the year.
Yeah. Cool. But it was never hot like Florida. You know what I mean?
I do. Now, would you guys dress up too?
Yeah, not like dressy, but yeah, maybe some cords and a sweater. You know what I'm saying? Like corduroys.
Corduroys, baby.
Cords. I learned earlier on, cords were not good for playing in the snow. They actually got wet.
It's like Velcro.
You have a wet ass all day.
It's not going to dry out for a while.
The regular slacks, the dickies or whatever. Those could last.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was cool. And then my grandfather would put nuts and, you know, like walnuts and pecans and stuff like that out. And then those red big peppermints.
Oh yeah, those are good.
Yeah, I call them church mints. That's like
church mints. Yeah, that's what we call them.
Old women have them. Like, it's a mint.
They like dissolve really quickly.
Yeah, they start dissolving as soon as you put them in.
Yeah,
I think is that made by Brock's?
Might be. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's called. I think they're just called like old fashioned peppermint candies.
Old fashioned. Yeah, you can get them. You can get a big bag of those at the Cracker Barrel.
Cause they're not like a regular candy cane where that it dissolves slowly. These like, they kind of just, they turn almost like a wafer. But,
Did you grow up believing in Santa?
I did. I remember, well, so we called it, Tomten, which was the Swede, you know, Swedish version. But I mean, I remember being like, I think it was 9 or 10, 10 or 11.
What was his name? Tomten?
Tomten, yeah. T-O-M-T-E-N. That was Swedish Santa.
Compton liked the boys. I'm joking.
Because we would, well, because I would, yeah.
Compton, come sit on Compton's lap.
I could say so many things right now.
Sit that on Compton's not, lap.
That now. Is not Compton's staff.
Compton is very excited to see you as well.
How's Tompton like German all of a sudden?
I know, right? I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, it's funny. I'm just making funny.
Crazy shit. Go ahead, but Tompton. So you believe in Tompton?
Yeah. Because it was weird because I would sneak around. Okay. So this is, I have a bunch of questions to ask you, but I'll finish my thought here.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
So I remember the year. Where, cause I would always sneak around and kind of try and figure, cause I curiosity killed me. I like,
why, what am I getting?
I so had
you're
to know
like, around the crib. You're going in all the nooks and crannies trying to see the hiding spots.
And what a little I remember finding it one year, like the mother load. I found like everything. And I remember how shitty I felt that morning trying to pretend that I didn't know or, you know, like it was ruined. It ruined it for me. I kind of had like a moment where I'm like, this is dumb. I did this to me. I don't want to know. And so I love surprises so much. And I was just like, that was pretty stupid. I'm not doing that again. And that was kind of like one of those pivotal moments where it's like, okay, I'm not sneaking around. I don't want to know because I don't want to fake it. No. Mm-hmm.
My grandmother. She decided to celebrate it on Christmas Eve one year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So everybody just opened up their gifts on Christmas Eve. I was like, the next day, I was like, I called her Babu. I was like, Babu, please don't ever do that again.
You ruined Christmas morning for me. I got nothing to open.
You ruined Christmas morning. I had all my Lego, all my Star Wars shit out, everything. It was done. Because she was like, listen. Because I think, you know, plus I think, she, you know, depending upon what day it landed on, like she had to go to work the next day.
Right.
So her deal was like, I'm going to relax this day.
That's right.
Because of how it may have fell on a Tuesday and she was a nurse.
Right.
You know, so it was like, I got to go to work, change the bed pants tomorrow. So she did that and it was, I've never done what you did, but I was like, yeah, I don't like that. I don't. When did you find out that Tompton was your parents?
Probably. Well, it was weird because I remember
once you were sitting across from him in court.
That's right. Testify.
Tell us what Tompton touched you.
Touched me in the bikini area.
This is just like the 13-year-old boy still in us. I can't even help myself. You said Tompton and I just went off the main highway.
You went dark.
I went dark into the cornfields. My bad.
I'm still thinking of the Santa devil.
Exactly, Krampus. I'm like, Tompton is hard on the boys.
Not too hard, but hopefully not. Pause.
Oh man. What were we saying?
So
when did you find out that Tompton wasn't real?
Well, it was a slow thing. It was not like a all of a sudden like somebody told me. It was kind of like a I'm pretty sure that this is mom and dad. Right? Because we would get presents that would be actually, you know what it was? It was stockings that still kind of kept the magic alive for me. Because we would do that. We were all over the place, right? Because it was like we'd have a Christmas party at grandmother and granddad's, and then we'd do gifts with, you know, people that didn't live with us. And then we had our own little internal family thing. And so it was like, it was this great, amazing thing of, you know, opening presents, and I couldn't wait and this and that, but we could always count on Christmas Day morning, a stocking would show up. And you're like, and it was, I remember it being magical for a long damn time because I was like, okay, Santa's fake, this and that, Tom 10's not real or whatever. But God damn it, I could camp out in the living room. And the second that I like passed out, I would open my eyes again and there'd be a stocking there. Right? And I'm just like, and my dad, like, you know, I think we've talked about it before. This man would go to sleep and like be sawing logs upstairs and, you know, and I'm like sitting there going, how did they get past me? What is going on here?
So right.
For
right.
a very long time, I was just like, he's fake. But how are they doing that?
Yeah. What was in your stockings?
The stocking was always like, mainly candy, which was mm-hmm. awesome. You know, you always could count on, like a chocolate orange, right? You know, that you would like into the slices. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some truffle, you know, like chocolate truffles. Uh-huh. And then little goofy things like a wind up robot or a paddle ball.
Yeah.
Or,
I had Pez in there.
Yeah.
Pez. Yeah. It was the same. Pez.
And I just, that was something that we did with the boys we still to this day do that with the boys.
Yeah. Lisa still put stuff in there. Her grandmother would, you know, her grandmother would put nice stuff in hers. And then Lisa started adding like, you know, nice lotions, maybe some, some perfume or cologne in there. It was always like self-care stuff.
Right.
Once I met, you know. Yeah, that's cool. It was funny you say that because they brought me up on Santa. I was figuring it out because my mom had a condo and we didn't have a fireplace. So I'm like, what? And he's coming in. It just wasn't adding up.
Right.
So that was fine. They told me, but what broke me down, and I know I'm jumping off the page here, was the tooth fairy.
Oh,
the tooth fairy hurt me bad.
Tell me more.
Because the same way, like you said, I would lose a tooth and, you know, I was the oldest grand. So I grew up with all my aunts and uncles that were, you know, they were in college, teenagers.
Right.
When I was born, so they, you know, I was like their little brother. So I would go to bed, lose a tooth, wake up, literally maybe $10 in change under my pillow.
Right.
And I'm like, how the hell?
There's no way.
Like you. Like, how the hell did this tooth fairy get in here? You know, I would have woke up. But you kind of forget how hard you sleep as a kid.
Right.
Like you're out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that hurt me more than Santa. But that letdown also led me not to teach London that.
You don't do tooth. You never did tooth fairy with London?
We never did. No, we didn't do Santa either.
Yeah.
Never. And I was just like, look, that's mom and dad buying that shit. Everybody else is cool. We're going to play the game.
Yeah. You just wink and go along with it.
Just go along with it.
Ruin it for the other kids.
Yeah. I felt like it progressed her a little bit, right?
She was wise beyond her years.
It was, you know, not tooting her horn, but I just felt like it changed her.
Right.
And then she kind of was like, oh, okay. So, you know, then we'd see people in there being like 10, 11, 12. And then now, what do you think about Elf on the Shelf?
I was just going to ask you, I didn't know anything about Elf on the Shelf until one of Sarah and our friends, this is actually kind of funny. When Riker, when we moved up here, they had moved up here just before us. We knew them back in Cali. And Riker was like 6 or 7 when we moved up here. And I grew my beard out. And we stone cold had that kid convinced that I was actually Santa Claus. And so he started going and they did the Elf in the Shelf with him. And I remember his mom, Jess, like, oh, what am I going to do? I haven't figured out what I'm going to do with the Elf in the Shelf tonight. Cause I didn't realize it was like an everyday thing, kind of like.
I'm like, that's a lot of freaking work.
And I think one time it was like a banana peel or you got a little dirty. I'm like, okay.
I've seen people draw on their kids' faces.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah, marker. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's like, why did he do that? And it's like, I'm like, that can freak a kid out. Like,
have you seen, there's a pretty popular video of this little girl. I think she's from like Ireland or Scotland, and mm-hmm. she's got a mustache drawn on her face, and she's basically like, I can't go to school because I've got I can't go. He drew a mustache on my face. I'm not going.
That's awesome. I need to see that clip.
And, I'll send it to you. It's hilarious.
Nice accent too. That's pretty
good. It's all right. It's all right. I'm sure it pissed a few people, but I don't care.
Good. We're here to piss people off.
No, bring it. I challenge it. I bring it.
Yeah. Yeah. So the holidays. So, okay.
Is it appropriate to give work people gifts?
Of course.
Not?
Absolutely. I mean, here's my thing. Yeah. You spend so much time with those people that if you don't have a work family, then one, I either feel sorry for you or there's something probably wrong with you because, mm-hmm. you know, and I say either of those because you might be in a scenario where you're the only decent person on your team, but I think that's pretty rare. My big thing is I miss the back in the day of, you know, like, there was always like a Christmas party, you know, or a company Christmas party. Mm-hmm. I remember one year the company I worked for, they rented out the Hotel Del down in Coronado Island, and it was like a big deal, and the Christmas tree, and you're just like, talk about getting in the Christmas spirit. You're always good for that.
Those were great. And somebody always like, got tongued down by someone you didn't expect to, and somebody fell out in a tree or something.
Oh yeah, somebody was always drunk, or somebody was always making out in the bushes.
Yeah, somebody you made out. Somebody, somebody dropped it like it was hot on the dance floor.
Yep,
I miss that.
I do
miss
too.
That one. When I first came out,
when was the last time you had a holiday Christmas party for work?
I think. Well, one. Our industry,
mm-hmm.
sort of that Christmas, like, I think they stopped it just because it probably got so wild.
It got too expensive, right? I think.
It got too expensive, and then people would, back in the day, people were not losing their jobs for falling out and doing wild shit at the Christmas party.
HR's like, now, whoa.
now they are, because I've been to a couple and been like, you were wild.
Yeah, I mean, think about like all of those movies about work. Christmas holiday parties. It's like, I got a hangover. It's like, wait, you should not be getting hung over at a work party, bro.
Oh, no. It was like, woo, you know, like I went to one and they had mistletoes.
Yep. Making
like,
out.
Come kiss me at this mistletoe.
It's
like,
nothing. It's fine. Do
it's
you
a
think
Christmas
that
kiss.
If we talk about the innocence of that, because it kind of was like just assumed. Was that like, do you think that, I don't know, that goes down a bunch of different paths. Do you miss the innocence of it back in the day? And when I say innocence, like it was just like, it wasn't that big a deal.
It wasn't that big a deal. But
I got drunk at a party.
We got very politically correct.
Yeah.
We got very politically correct. Even down to Christmas party. It would be like holiday party.
Right? Yeah, you can't call it Christmas. No, it's not Christmas.
You can't call it Christmas no more. And then
I remember that. I'm like, whoa.
Some people will fight and be like, this is a Christmas party, damn it.
Yeah.
But you know, I think you can have a holiday party, you can have dreidels, you can have Christmas tree.
Plunging.
But I also nice, bro.
I had to save you, bro.
Yeah. Shit. Where would I be without you?
Never. I don't want to know.
Kwanzaa. Picking a box. Man, you made me lose my train of thought. No, but it was also like, back then, you could release some of that work stress, sex tension.
Yeah.
At the Christmas party. And it was okay.
Yeah.
It would be like, I didn't know Debbie liked me.
Right?
you know, it'd be like, oh, come on, let's dance. You'd be like, oh, okay. Now, I mean, being single, okay, yeah, yeah. If you're single, it was kind of cool because a lot of people let their hair down that night. And then you'd be like, oh, I didn't know you was feeling me.
Right.
Deborah.
Deborah.
Deborah Kozlowski. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yo, Adrian. Anyway.
But I miss it for us because it used to just be a time for people to get down and have a good time.
I actually I'm holding out hope on, you know, like everything that's old is new again. I'm holding out hope that we eventually move back to a place where corporate isn't so corporate and we move back to where it's okay to party a little at work. And, you know, and you bring back the white elephants and you bring back the mm-hmm. booze at a corporate company party. And you know, I hold out for that.
I hold out for it. And now you got Ubers and everything else.
Yep. Yep.
For people. Plus you just need it. And when you're around people who do try to pull something like that together, I feel like, as a whole, that organization gets it because mm-hmm. it's super stressful. And then for the most part, everybody's trying to finish the year strong.
For sure.
And it's not like back in the day where you come back and you get time and a chill. It's like you're going into planning a national sales meeting. It's like take a few days off and come back.
Right.
And hit the ground running. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yeah, I miss it. You're making me I met some of my best friends from work at old Christmas parties.
Yep. For sure.
I remember my buddy Doug Erstad, my homeboy Desmond, we're at the Christmas party and he brings me over to him for the first time, but Doug's got in some of those like crooked, goofy teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but it's my first time meeting him.
So you're like,
so I'm like, he's like, hey, I want to introduce you to Doug. And he's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, okay, so.
Act cool.
Act cool. I don't know if this is his real teeth.
Right? Are you playing a gag on me? What's going on?
And then Dez is laughing at me.
Uh-huh.
And it beget the most beautiful friendship. You know, I've been in this dude's parents' home.
Right.
And then it's like we traveled together. Like we ended up working together. From that, we kind of were like, hey, no, let's work. We're going to work together.
Exactly.
Like he was the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, he had on those goofy teeth. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how am I supposed, what if this is this guy's real teeth?
Right. They weren't both though, huh?
Hey, how you doing? No. They were like the hillbilly of the hillbilliest teeth.
But it had you for a second.
It was horrible. It was like the best worst joke ever. Cause everybody's feeling good. You got a cocktail and he's like, Hey, Chris, come here. Come here. This is Dub. He's like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, my God. See, you talking about, that was one of those memories I had totally forgot about.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
And I kissed a few girls at that spot too, but I wouldn't marry. And a couple people fell in the bushes.
While making out.
Yeah, I mean, I got on some serious, I went on some serious dates after the Christmas party.
Oh, I believe you.
No, so I'm just like, a Christmas party could be good for a young singles. Everybody gets, you know, you're used to seeing people wearing khakis and polos. Now everybody gets dressed up. Put on some heels and some stockings.
So what we're saying is, if you're the if you're on the C-suite staff at some company and you're like, maybe you might be the most popular dude or chick in the world if you bring back the Christmas spirit.
Christmas party.
But yeah,
bring
buddy.
Back a Christmas party. Listen, start off slow. Mm-hmm. Just beer and wine. Okay. Start off slow. beer and wine, have some holiday stuff, do like a raffle to give away some gifts.
That's right.
And then finish the night off with karaoke and have maybe 10 or 12 pizzas delivered.
That's right.
They'll love you.
Absolutely.
They'll love you.
Couldn't agree more. Oh, what about Secret Santa? Did you ever do Secret Santa?
No, it was more the white elephant.
Yeah. White elephant is the way to go.
Yeah. But
I remember there was a time when it was, cause then you
Yeah. Secret Santa. That was at work. So you'd buy a person a gift. They wouldn't know who
it
was.
But it was a secret.
Yeah. It was a secret. Yeah. I did that one.
And every once in a while, you get the name of somebody you were like, hey, baby.
Hey, sugar. Oh, sugar. Oh, I got Tawny. You got Tawny? Tawny just sounds like a hot name. Tawny.
Remember Tawny Kitaen.
Tawny Kitaen. Come on, bro.
She was married to the lead singer of Whitesnake. There was that song, that Whitesnake song where she was like all over the hood of his Jaguar.
Yeah.
That was Tawny Kitaen.
Was Tawny Kitaen? That was Weird Science, wasn't it?
No, that was Kelly LeBrock. Don't mess with me in the 80s, bro.
Kelly LeBrock was cold as ice, bro.
Smoke show, bro. She was married to karate dude that was fake as fuck. What was his name? Steven Seagal. They were married for a hot minute.
Sure was. Now he's over in Russia. He's got a belly poking out of his.
Dude, he's a big kid. He is a big boy.
He's got a belly coming out of a long sleeve button down.
Yeah.
And, he's crazy.
He let himself go.
But when he was first doing them movies, he was a bad mofo. Anybody seen Richie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember the first one I saw was that one where on the battleship where he like snuck on board the battleship and they had taken it over and the chick jumped out of the cake and that's a good movie. Those were good movies.
They were. And he was the first one that was just like bending people's elbows backwards.
Right.
Right.
Like judo.
He came in to a pool hall. And took a sock and put some pool balls in it.
Pow!
He was knocking fools' teeth out, man. He was maiming people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maiming.
He was the first person in a movie I saw do a press check on a gun where you're basically making sure that you have a round in the chamber. And I was like, oh, he really knows how to shoot a gun. This isn't that fake. I was like impressed. I was like, hey, old boy knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was Under Siege.
Under Siege. That's a good movie, dude. Yeah. I might watch that tonight.
But the best one was Above the Law.
Above the Law. Yes, yes, yes. Where he had the recording.
Then Hard to Kill, bro. He was tearing people up.
You can count on. Like, you can count. You can take that to the bank.
He's just running around Brooklyn looking for Richie.
Cause he had that recording of the dude, right? You can take that to the bank. And he's just like, oh, I knew I've heard that before.
Is Hard to Kill a Christmas movie?
Ooh.
That's for the next episode.
I think we could, let's table that convo, baby.
We got to go down a Steven Seagal rabbit hole.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can we do that?
I'm ready.
Excellent.
I'm going to go study starting tonight.
Yeah. And, I went down a Predator rabbit hole the other day.
Oh, dude.
Talk about that, though.
So good.
Get down.
There's something in those trees.
I ain't got time to bleed.
You dropped us into the middle of a meat grinder.
A meat grinder.
Well, as always, brother, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Let's just warm holiday and Christmas wishes to all our listeners.
Warm. Warm.
Even if you're cold.
Even if you're cold, like when I say warm, I mean like warm up a blanket in the dryer.
Yeah.
and then take it out and put it on.
A fuzzy wuzzy blanket. Get some holiday nog with a little whiskey or bourbon in there.
A whoobie and a hot toddy for everybody. Wish you all the best. Thank you for rocking with us.
Go watch an action movie.
Yeah, a lot of people have been sending me their listening from
Spotify.
All my top listeners. Josh, you the man.
Josh is the man.
We love you. You my number one stunner.
Derek, thanks for listening in Minnesota.
Exactly. Barry in Cleveland. You the man.
Shout out. Shout out to Barry.
Rafa and Pam. Thank you for your support. Pam.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
We appreciate you. Appreciate you big time. And my man Tone flying the skies.
That's right.
Tone. We love and appreciate you all. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Don't forget Kwanzaa.
And what are we missing?
I think we got it.
Mm. Festival of Lights.
And the Festival of Lights. All right, Adam Sandler.
What's your... let me stop. I'm going to keep going. Tanta wants to see you. Come visit me in prison.
I'm very excited to see you.
I'm very excited. I have not seen you since 89.
I got some popsicles in the basement.
The Twin Peaks Mall.
Oh,
I remember you very, very well.
Very well.
You wanted a Hulk Hogan style.
With his stretchy arms.
So strong.
All right, bro. Love you, man.
I love you, too. Merry Christmas,
Peace.
Bro.
Peace.
Merry Christmas.